injured list with an inflamed right elbow. Pitcher Mike Myers is on the injured list with a right lat shoulder strain. And the Redbirds also sent utility man Drew Robinson back down to AAA Memphis. The Cardinals recalled three players from Memphis today, including utility man Yairo Munoz, pitcher Giovanni Gallegos, and right-handed relief pitcher Ryan Helsley, who will be looking to eventually make his major league debut. News, weather, and sports in this 5 o'clock hour brought to you in part by Surf and Sirloin Restaurant, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. They serve USDA prime meat at Surf and Sirloin. You won't find that in your supermarket because its limited supply is gobbled up by all the finest upscale restaurants. Anyone that's tried a USDA prime graded steak knows it's more tender and it's juicier and with a buttery flavor than any other steak around. Of all the beef produced in the U.S., less than 2% is certified as USDA prime. But at Surf and Sirloin, that's what's for dinner. USDA prime rib, ribeye, filet mignon, and New York strip, located eastbound Manchester Road, just west of the I-270 overpass. Check them out online, surfandsirloin.com. From the 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Hour number three of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion just around the corner.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Kevin Moret here from Mentality Men's Health. We see every day that there are two kinds of guys, those that accept lower testosterone and all the effects on their mind and body. Then there's our clients. They want healthy hormone levels, energy, and metabolism through their prime years. Our physicians specialize in taking care of men, optimizing hormones, and keeping them at maximum performance in their careers and families. Our services are covered by insurance, so every guy can afford it. Schedule a free consultation at lowtusa.com. That's lowtusa.com.
At the Gatesworth, you set the standard for exceptional senior living. Their warm residential setting and commitment to personalized service ensure that each resident has what they need, when they need it, and the way they like it. Start with the active routine, relax, and savor each moment. Visit the Gatesworth on Facebook or schedule a personal tour on thegatesworth.com and see for yourself how the Gatesworth does senior living your way.
Zister Tire and Auto has been providing outstanding service to the St. Louis area since 1984.
At Zister Tire, you won't find sales or specials because they believe you should always get the best price, no matter what.
You can find all of the top tire brands at Zister, too. Brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Pirelli, and many more.
And with three locations to serve you, Zister Tire is always right around the corner. Find them in Delwood, Afton, and Wentzville.
Check them out online at ZisterTire.com.
In sports, good offense starts with good defense. The professionals at Lakeside Roofing believe in this same motto for your roof. Our full-time service department provides the defense to ensure you get the most out of your roof system. A regular schedule of roof assessment and maintenance is the defensive strategy to extend the life of your roof. Call the winning team at Lakeside Roofing today at 618-344-2800 or 314-241-5253 or visit us on the web at lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
Club Fitness is helping everybody lift local by extending our offer. Join for just $1 by April 30th.
Club Fitness really cares about supporting me and my fitness goals. With Free Kids Club, my kids have fun while I choose from over 700 free weekly classes.
We're one big family with more than 20 locations serving only the St. Louis region. So come on,
lift local with us.
Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody. Join by April 30th for just $1. See Club for details.
Smells good.
Thanks. I picked up a Tuscan herb marinated tenderloin from Hatfield at Chinook's on my way home.
Huh, Hatfield?
They're new in town and are all about raising pork right.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They put a pledge to it right on the packages of all the varieties of marinated pork tenderloins, loin fillets, and ribs they offer.
Oh, that's great. But there's a problem.
What?
It's not on the table yet.
Oh. Find better pork for your family at your local Chinook's.
Playhouse, it's on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank O'Pinion's on the air.
So
join his partners and him.
And him, and him.
There's no fun left on.
Chicks and boobs, tatas, cassavas, bazungas, all up in our frigid faces.
Yep. Mm.
Yep.
We're about to get in his playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the April 16th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price. And someone who never took a broadcasting course, apparently, is rustling cellophane on the microphone. The sound of rustling paper. You know, when you go to broadcast school, they tell you, you don't do that. You turn your mic off, or you just don't eat snacks during the show. But not everybody on this show had any formal training in broadcasting. In fact, I don't think any of us ever had any. Brought to you by Thompson Price. We're going to talk about this. See, the worst thing you can do here is say something about something, because then it just gets amplified. And they just... You know, it's kind of like if you have a little brother or sister and they do that thing where you talk and then they repeat right after you exactly, and you say stop it, and they go stop it. You go, I mean it, I mean it. I'm gonna tell mom. I'm gonna tell mom. Yeah, yeah, that thing. See, the worst thing you can do is just call attention to it. It just makes it worse.
Oh, hold on.
Those are the juvenile delinquents that I work with. That's my bit. That's my bit. I created that routine for the show. I'm glad you enjoyed what you just did. I love it.
It's getting very awkward in here.
I can wait. No, this just means I have less work to do till time for Mike Evans. That's
no,
all
I've it opened
means.
It.
I have. What was in the envelope?
A check.
Who was the check from?
It was from Anita.
Biggers?
Anita Mann, M-A-N-N.
I know, that's my bit, too. I also did that bit. That's my bit. How much is the check for?
That's what I was going to ask.
$590.
Oh. And who's the check to?
Me.
Uh-huh. Drawn on what bank?
First Community
Credit Union,
yes.
Is the only right
First
answer.
Community,
okay.
Credit Union.
We're brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Homes. We'll talk about them and their soon-to-be brand-new showroom. First, let's do a round of introductions. It's the control board. It's Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips. He spent 19 years in Great Britain, 10 of them in Birmingham, England. Limey, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. I hope you have had a great day.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, how's it going?
Great. I would like to say...
Say hi to your sponsor.
I would. I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel, where you can call them at 636-695-2650. They'll give you a complimentary second opinion on your investment portfolio. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Just back off the road, right off Route 66, and I'm sure he'll be talking about that. The man who did get up and hit the road, but made it in here to be with us in person. So from here, for the rest of the day, I'm sure he won't be heading northbound or southbound or westbound or even... Bill Cleveland. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
Tim Woodburn has an interesting past life and present life. Everything from cooking at night at Denny's to selling knives door-to-door to selling beer at Busch Stadium and being a DJ to roller skating rink. But now he turned that life around and headed in a direction that had a really solid future, the radio business. He's the head of research for the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. He is in charge of resetting the digital clock. He's our newsman, our news director. He's an author, and he's also something else. Limey, you know you have to find for that guy who's going to pay $100 eventually. And he said, not today. We'll find the TV version with that da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. For now, this will do as a way of introducing Tim Woodburn. Tim, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. And I'd just like to add that at least I sold knives, whereas Dan Strauss just likes to shove them in people's backs.
Oh!
Ouch, buddy.
What did I do?
You're snitch, rustling bro. Paper?
I told somebody I was having a snack when somebody wasn't looking.
You snitch.
What? I did not.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say that.
Like, say hi to all of my friends at Matheny Heating and Cooling. They don't stab me in the back with a knife like Dan does. They've been in business for 77 years, and they have an A-plus rating. The Better Business Bureau, you can check out all their great reviews on Angie's List, Yelp, and on Google+. They install and maintain high-efficiency heating and air conditioning systems. Give them a call. 314-727-9000, 727-9000. Or they have a great website, MathenyHeatCool.com.
You know, there's a name for people who snitch about snacks. They're called snatches.
Yep. That's Dan's new nickname, snatches.
Nothing.
So whenever you hear the word snatch, you hear guys talking about a snatch. Uh-huh. You hear something about some snatch. Mm. That's what they're talking about. Guys do that. They talk about other guys that tell on them for having snacks and snitch on them. That's what the word snatch means.
Is that what they were talking about in the movie Slapshot when the guy said, let's go check out the snatch by the pool?
Yeah, that means there's a guy by the pool who's calling out guys that are snacking when they shouldn't be and snitching on them. That's exactly what they meant.
A snack snitcher.
Mm-hmm. No, Dan, not a snack snitcher, just a snatch. That is a snack snitcher. And Susie sells seashells by the seashore.
Come on, 6 o'clock.
Completely lost my. I'm with you, Bill. Come on, six. I've completely lost my place. Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. Well, we know that, Rat Boy, he says he only snacks on one thing. Go ahead and tell him what it is.
Cheese.
Yeah. That's his only snack, is cheese. You never see him eating potato chips or always something cheese-related, like cheese puffs, cheese curls, cheese balls, cheese whiz, Cheez-Its, you know, that kind of thing.
Cheese.
That's right, Rat Boy. Please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Yep.
All right. And, Tim, I was merely trying to help cover for you.
Yeah, tell somebody who cares.
That's what friends are for. Brought to you by Thompson Price, a name of a company and name of a guy who's a very good friend. He's just a really decent, nice guy. And he and his wife, over the years, and a lot of years, have become friends. It was 23 and a half years ago, I think, or something like that, maybe 24, that they... We chose Thompson Price to do our kitchen. We had three companies that did kitchen and bath remodeling and had them all come to the house. And they all started the same way. They measured the kitchen. They walked around, made some notes. And then when each came back to us with their suggestions and their bids, we chose Thompson Price. Not because Thompson Price was the cheapest. Now, there was one of the three that was much lower in cost than the others. And what that told me was the work would be inferior. Because they had some prices down there, you couldn't possibly have done a kitchen the way we wanted it for that price. We were being shortcutted somewhere. And then the other two companies, one of which was Thompson Price, were priced about the same. What was impressive was Thompson Price, his people asked us questions the other company never asked us. Questions that prove to us they want to know everything they possibly can so they get this kitchen right. Everything about us that in some way would help steer them in the right direction about cabinetry and sinks. And, you know, it's important to know, is there a gourmet cook in the house? At our house, the answer is no. There's no kind of cook in the house. But that's important. You need to know that. Who's tall? Who's short? Who's left-handed? Are elderly people going to be living here? And eventually they were. It's us. We became the elderly people living there. Everything about what they did was impressive, including the finished product. Because I remember they told us, you're going to be without a kitchen for 3 weeks, and that doesn't sound like a lot, but they said, you're going to find out how much you miss your kitchen. And we did, because we washed the dishes in the bathtub. You think about this. You have no kitchen. You're going to use a dish. Or we used a lot of paper plates. But when there were dishes, bathtub. That's where you have to wash them because you have a kitchen. But it was only 3 weeks. It was exactly what they said it would be. Not 3 weeks. Oh, we ran into some problems. It's going to be another week, another 2 weeks. We had friends who came over right after the kitchen was done and said, wow, if we could just go back, we would have chosen Thompson Price. They were without a kitchen for 4 months. They were originally told by this company, 3 or 4 weeks. It turned into 4 months without a functioning kitchen. So when Thompson Price says, here's what we'll do, here's the price, here's this, here's that, that's what it'll be, barring some, you know, unforeseen obstacle that they just didn't know about. But that's rare. And now they're in the process of getting ready to move to a brand new showroom. That's what happens when business is good. And business being good is what happens when you do what you do really well. And they do. So the showroom will be out in Chesterfield Valley. But that's not until later in the summer. For now, I'm inviting you to go to their current showroom because it's full of tremendous items that are being sold at ridiculously low prices because they want to get rid of them. They don't want, even though they're brand new, they don't want to have to haul them out to Chesterfield Valley. They want to start fresh there and start new. So water fixtures and appliances and countertops and cabinets and all that stuff, it's there. And you can save a lot of money on it. So get to their showroom. It's in De Pere. And by the way, you can still go in and plan your kitchen and your bathroom. Nothing has changed. It's just that they're getting ready to move into a showroom like nobody else has in the kitchen and bath business. So they're in De Pere, less than a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. Go in there, tell them your AM and the PM, say, want to look around, see if there's something we can use here for our new kitchen or bathroom. While you're there, you want them to take on the project? Fine. And in the new showroom, they're going to be working with the contractors and designers and decorators as well as just you, customers. Thompson Price. You can find out more at ThompsonPrice.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
Yeah, he's also been on Route 66, or part of it anyway. As recently as, I think, this morning. His name is Bill Cleveland, and he's brought to you by Window World. Window World, the Thompson Price of windows. The number one selling replacement window in the United States, windowworldstlouis.com. For more, let's hear it for Bill Cleveland. Just back from Route 60. Not all of it, of course.
So I'm working on a project for an organization called Great Rivers and Roots. And so essentially what they do is they promote on the Illinois side from right around, I guess it would be Girard, Illinois, on down through Alton. And essentially it's part Route 66, part Great River Road. And so I'm doing some video stuff for them and some other things. And so today I did the first part of the journey. I'll do the second either tomorrow or this weekend. 240 miles on the road today. It was a long day, but a fun day.
I'll say.
Before I tell you what I did today and go over a couple of the things that I saw, I have to say, so I had two sort of run-ins or whatever on the highway today that actually kind of rattled me. The first one, I was driving on a country road. It was not Route 66, but sort of one of these connecting roads. And this truck was driving opposite me, and he, had veered off on the gravel part of the road, and the rocks, or the gravel, I guess, just started hitting the windshield, where it felt like, or sounded like someone was shooting at me. Pop, 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 hitting the windshield.
Oh,
so,
man.
I'm hoping that the windshield is not totally ruined,
Are you sure somebody wasn't shooting at
you? Well, it was just myself and this other guy, the truck driver, so I don't think so, but maybe somebody
rider.
Was another travel rider. That actually was not the big thing. So about 45 minutes ago, I was on my way back here. I was driving up northbound 55. I guess it would have been 255 over on the Illinois side. And I was telling Dan this. So I was in the right lane, the far right lane, behind a truck. He was hauling something, hauling quite a few things, actually.
Yes. That's an expression for going fast.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't catch it there. So, do you know what carpet looks like when it's like at Home Depot and it's on one of those gigantic rolls?
Yeah.
Like you see, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Or flooring?
Yeah, I know what it looks like when it's munched and when it's on
roll.
Oh,
God.
Thank you. He's on fire.
Hello, everybody.
Thank you.
So
he's already brought ass and munch into your segment.
That's right.
What an ass munch.
What an ass munch. I think that's my favorite.
Hey, what a great name. We need to make up a name to call people, and that would be a good one because it really doesn't mean anything. Well, you ass munch. That's a good, that's a great. And we just created something that could catch on.
I'm going to have to do a lot of editing if I send this clip to the tourism people.
Oh.
Really. Just,
you'll be fine.
Send it
put
raw.
A disclaimer on it.
So, all right, so the, back to the thing. So I'm driving behind this truck, and all of a sudden, this all happened within a matter of like 2-3 seconds. I see this just big cloud of dust, like just out of nowhere, comes flying up in the air. And so because I had been rattled earlier in the day by these rocks hitting my car, I swerve over into, I guess it would be the number 2 lane. And I look over, and this guy...
That's a lane where people take a poop.
Oh, come on!
You got to poop, you got to pull off of the number 2 lane. Get out of the car.
Finish the story by the time Larry Connors gets on the air. And so I look over, and this guy had lost whatever... And it was probably about 18 or 20 feet long, this thing. And again, imagine the carpet rolls. That's what it looked most like. And it hit the ground and then started rolling down the hill. And so, God it didn't. I wasn't next to him or whatever. But it was, and the guy was completely oblivious that it fell off of his truck.
He just kept going.
It was, no, I mean, it was massive. Like, it was a gigantic, I have no idea how you could not know that fell off of the, well, he'll know, I guess.
Well, you're driving a big truck, it's heavy anyway. If you don't look in the mirror, you wouldn't know.
But all of, just the way all the dust and just dirt just went flying up in the air, I would have assumed that he noticed that. But maybe not, so, sir, I could tell you where.
That guy just lost his job today.
Maybe so.
Because he got to the destination to get out to unload whatever it was. It was gone.
Yeah. That's when he stole it.
Yeah, Jim, I got your carpet rolled here. Wait a minute. We're back here.
I don't think it was carpet. He's fired. It was something. It was
always disappointing when you think you got carpet and you get home and it's done there.
Could have been a what?
Thanks, Limey. Right in the meat of my punchline. Right, boy, Limey. Timing's everything, buddy.
Sorry, buddy. My bad.
I heard it, too.
Thanks.
It probably wasn't that good anyway. All right, so here are some of the things that
Bill
did today on Route 66. So the first thing that I have to mention is I met a radio listener today at the...
That gives you five now.
At the, you shut up. At the... This was at the... the Pink Elephant Antique Mall, and his name was Leo, and I walked in. Anytime I do any kind of videoing or anything like that, I always go and introduce myself, want to make sure people know what's going on. And I walk in the front door, and all I said was, this nice lady and these two other folks were sitting at the table, and I said, excuse me, I said, my name is Bill Cleveland, I'm going to do so. And this guy, before I even finished my sentence, he goes, you have a great show. And I said, excuse me, sir?
You don't even have a show.
And that's right. And so he had listened to this for a long time. He asked me some questions about you. I totally covered for you. No,
thank you.
And so, but he was very nice. His name was Leo. And he said that his wife had purchased a copy of my first book. And so I want to say hello to them. So it was a really cool, it's an old antique mall. But I sent you a couple of pictures, Frank, and I'll post some of these online. Of just, you cannot miss it when you're driving down, I guess that'd be 55, and you look off to the side of the road there in Livingston, Illinois. You see the gigantic pink elephant. You see these gigantic statues. There's one, it was a pretty windy day today, and there's this gigantic, I don't know how tall this thing was, but maybe 40 feet in the air or something, or 30 feet, whatever. And it's a woman, and she has a skirt. So her skirt was pretty much blown in the wind today. But lots of cool things to see. And then, of course, it is an antique mall. So if you're an antique person,
it's like a fabric skirt that actually blows.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like a ceramic statue. It's a cloth. Well,
the statue. Skirt. Yes. The skirt is made of cloth, so it was blowing around in the wind today.
Did you see under it when it blew up?
I tried. I really tried.
They had been,
but I couldn't.
To me, that's an opportunity for a real attraction to your business. Is the skirt blows in the wind and you trying to check to see what's under there?
Yeah,
Should write a book about that, Bill.
Maybe I am. Maybe I have already. So that's a cool thing to check out. Then I saw, I went to Girard, Illinois. So this was the farthest part of my journey today. And there is an old soda fountain / restaurant, and it's Doc's Soda Fountain. That's the name of the place. Little teeny, teeny, tiny town. Little tiny town square. But you walk in, there's maybe eight tables, and they have the old school pharmacy. Like, this used to be a pharmacy back in the late 1800s. And then they
love
had,
that stuff.
Yes, and then they had the actual soda. Like, so they actually mixed the soda there in front of you. So they had the, you know, carbonation water or whatever it is.
Did you meet Doc?
Doc was not there. No, I did not meet Doc, but I met, in fact, I don't think Doc's probably been around for many, many years. But it was really cool, really neat to check out. And that, of course, is right along Route 66. If you're trying to be a, you know, really do the real Route 60. And there are a few of them because it changed over the years.
So how far from St. Louis is Girard, Illinois? I don't know where that is.
So that would be 100.
Not as far as Chicago.
No, and it's south of, it'd be south of Springfield, so not quite that far. So probably about an hour and, if I had to guess, I'd say an hour and 35 minutes maybe from St. Louis.
Oh, yeah. You did some travel
today. Was a long day, yeah. Stopped in Litchfield, Illinois. I know you know Litchfield, Illinois. Frank, they have the Route 66 Visitor Center there and a Welcome Center, and the, and doggone it, I'm gonna have to look and see if I have a picture on my phone so I remember the name of this place. It is the oldest restaurant on Route 66 that is still in business. Here it is. Ariston?
I think I've been there. I've eaten there.
A-R-I-S-T-O.
The Ariston. It's called the Ariston.
Excuse me. Yes, that is correct. Yep. So that's still there. So some fun things. I'll be doing a video. Oh, I forgot the world's largest ketchup bottle. So that's, I'd never actually seen that
before. Bottle?
In Collinsville, Illinois. So 170 feet tall. Brooks
Limey,
ketchup.
Have you seen that ketchup bottle?
Yeah, I used to do pest control out at the First Presbyterian Church, First United Presbyterian Church of Collinsville. I drove past it once a month. Pretty cool.
It is
I
cool.
I like that bottle.
Yeah. I do. I like it. Apparently, they're selling that factory, and they're throwing in the bottle for free, unless they've already sold the factory. I don't know, but that was an old story.
Well, I think it's on the National Register of Historic Places now, so
that's
probably, you probably can't get rid of it anymore, although I could always be wrong.
But and why was that there? Was it one time that the ketchup capital?
Yeah,
there
was
a factory there?
Yeah, there was a Brooks ketchup factory there.
Yeah, it was a factory, right?
Yeah.
But there's not anymore.
No.
They still make
just,
it, apparently, but I don't. But the ketchup itself is not made there. From what I understand, it's hard to find. So,
save the bottle.
Yes, sir. So there you go. If you want some more, you can always go to BillOnTheRoad.com. And I am Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. I don't know even why I thought of this today. First of all, let me set it up this way. The guy that owns this station, who is actually, I guess, our boss, we never see or talk to. He does not listen to the show. I actually don't think he's ever heard the show, which is fine. It's fine. And here's the reason it's fine. I worked two different places in my life where, and I've always been pretty much left alone. The people where I work knew to just leave me alone. But on rare occasions, I would get called in to the manager's office about something that I said. And I remember one time, I don't know if Dan will know who this was or not. I said that Madonna was a slut, which she is. And so is Kim Kardashian and, you know, sluts. And sometimes people have a word that just sets them off. They can't stand the word. He called me in. Close the door. Did you say slut on the air? I said, yeah. I said, Madonna was a slut. He said, don't ever use that word again. And I said, why? She's a slut. He goes, I know she is, but I don't like that word, and I don't like the sound of that word. I said, what about whore? He goes, that's fine. But he just had a thing for slut. I used to work with a guy at an ad agency, and the place I worked was writing a brochure for a restaurant in a Sheraton hotel. And he was looking it over, and he went through and he struck out, crossed out everywhere the word meal was used. He said, I can't stand the word meal. You can say dinner, food. I hate meal.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he wasn't kidding. And that thing, that brochure didn't have the word meal in it. Now, the other thing that I thought was interesting was, and Dan will know who this was. We worked at a place, and I read a news story, and this is an honest-to-goodness story, and this is a fact, and I'd read this before. The favorite chew toy of dogs is a used tampon.
Oh.
Dogs love to get love to get in the wastebasket and pull out tampons. And I read the story, and that's all it was a story. Woo! This guy, his wife apparently was listening. She went insane. This is the story I get. And he calls me in. Did you have to do that story? I go, yeah, that's an interesting story. I don't think that we need stories like that. I go, it's a legitimate story. I said, it's a truth, dog. I said, look, when I was a kid, we had a dog. He would get in the wastebasket in the bathroom and take, you know, my mom's and run through the house with him, embarrass everybody. It's just a story. But boy, when the manager or the manager's wife, I've seen cases where the boss's wife hated a particular song, so you couldn't play it on the station just because she didn't like it. That's called being cat-whipped by your wife. Mm-hmm. That's what I say that's called. So I don't know why I thought of that today, but for some reason I just thought, isn't this strange that we work in a place where the guy that owns the place doesn't listen? He probably is smart not to listen, because he'd probably be calling every day going, I can't believe you said that. He's probably very smart to do that. We've had an offering added to the list of stuff to raise money for the Window World Trivia Night, and this offer was made yesterday by me and John Londoff, because without him, I couldn't do it or make it as attractive. I haven't played golf for 2 years, been almost 2 years. I don't care about golf, but I enjoy playing about 9 holes with somebody I like to be around, and I'd like to be around anybody who wants to give money to St. Jude. So if you want to throw, I'm going to say that we need at least $3,000. If you want to throw that money not away, but at this offer, we'll do a nine and dine. Never heard that term till John Londoff told it to me yesterday. Nine and dine. You play 9 holes of golf, you have a wonderful dinner or lunch or whatever at a really nice private country club. We'll make that happen. If two people want to play a foursome, you two, me, and John, so that's $1,500 a piece. Think of it that way. It's really not that much for those of you who have the money. And you will not only feel good about where the money went, you'll get the comic relief of the year watching me play golf, because I am really bad. Really bad. Not as bad as a beginner, somebody who's playing for the very first day, but not almost that bad. If you watch me play, you think, well, this guy just started playing golf a month ago, because I never got any better after about a month. I just stayed the same. So think about that. If you're interested in that and you want to make an offer, a bid, make it at least $3,000. I know, a lot of money to a lot of people, but not that much money to some of you. FrankOpinion@yahoo.com. That's my email address. I read every email every day. I don't read it 3 or 4 times a day, but in the course of 24 hours, I check it once, sometimes twice. I will get your email. In 2.5 weeks, I'm going to go out to Las Vegas for the weekend to meet my daughter and her fiance and get our first look at the wedding venue for October. This should be pretty interesting.
You're not doing a white chapel with Elvis?
No, that's what I was hoping they'd do. The $200 Elvis wedding, but no. Yeah. No. It's going to be an actual wedding. Not a big one, not a lot of people, but we're going to go out and meet. That'll kind of be fun, because I haven't been to Las Vegas in 5 or 6 years. And Las Vegas, to any of you listening who've never been to Las Vegas, and there are places you're thinking that maybe before you die you'd like to see, I don't know what's on your list, but for goodness sakes, put Las Vegas on there, because it's the greatest people-watching place I've ever been. You don't have to gamble. It's not even about that. It's about seeing buildings and hotels and stuff that you can't believe somebody built. It's that magnificent and that shiny and that well lit and that glitzy. It's unbelievable.
And then downtown and down in old Las Vegas, the Fremont Street.
Yeah. There's just so much to see, and you just walk around with your mouth open going, wow, I can't believe what I'm looking at. Anybody who's never been to Vegas, you can get great rates if you watch, you know, just watch for them, go online. Vegas, not that expensive. And go out there and stay. And even a regular room is not that expensive. Stay a couple of nights. You'll need at least two nights. That's my suggestion. And so last night, I find this documentary on Vegas in some, like, six parts. And the first part is the suites of the high rollers they call whales, the people who... I couldn't believe what I was watching. They interviewed some of the people who at the various casinos are in charge of taking care of the whales. And this guy said, this one guy at Paris or Bellagio or somewhere, they showed some of these suites that they put the whales in. And they said, these rooms cannot be bought. You can't pay, even if you're a celebrity, you can't pay to stay in. These are reserved strictly for the whales. He said, definition of a whale for these rooms are people we know are coming in who will drop at least $1 million gambling in the course of a couple of days. He said, these are people, he said, we have some who come in here and they will, every time they come, they'll go through $8 to $10 million, placing bets of $100,000 to $200,000 a bet. Wow. The bet lasts 6 seconds. And he said, whatever they want, they get. And he proceeds to tell some stories about one of the whales called room service for two bottles of Cristal. This particular Cristal, the two bottles were $1,300. He said, we walked in the room and said, we have your champagne. We proceeded to open it and we were going to pour it in the champagne glass. And he goes, no. Here, and he pushes out a bowl of cereal and has him pour the Cristal over his cereal.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Is this person a rapper or something?
Rock star. Just a whale. Just a whale. He said they had a woman.
O'Donnell. Oh, damn.
Well, she's a whale. He said they had a woman who got really upset because there was a particular balsamic vinaigrette dressing the hotel did not have. And she demanded it. And she said, by tomorrow night, I want this dressing. They flew to Italy and got a bottle of this hard-to-find vinaigrette dressing, flew back with it, and had it on the table the next night.
Wow.
They said, but that's what you do for people who drop $8 or $10 million in a weekend. You get them anything they want. And he said, let's say we spend $350,000, $400,000, $500,000 on them. It's okay. They lost $7 million. It's unbelievable. Vegas is just
we have a whale staying in the suites. It's Orca Winfrey.
Racist.
Mm-hmm. No, Orca, racist, get it? Orca's a whale.
Oh,
Orca
we get Winfrey. It. Racist. Yeah, we get it. Ladies, get in here. I wish you had gotten in here 10 seconds ago.
That's nice.
By request, sorry, I didn't make a note of the name of the guy. He actually called a couple of days ago and asked for this joke. It's two dogs in a veterinarian's office. One's a pit bull and the other's a German shepherd. And they're, you know, dogs communicate with each other. With, and we don't know what they're saying, but they're talking to each other. And they're sitting there in the waiting room. And the German shepherd looks over at the pit bull and says, so what are you in here for? And the pit bull says, you know us pit bulls. We get a little rambunctious sometimes. I bit this kid. Not bit him bad. He deserved it, that little bastard. He said, that kid was throwing rocks at me and trying to kick me. So I bit him. I bit him good. And he said, so my owner, because the kid's parents threatened the lawsuit unless I get put to sleep. I'm getting put to sleep here. Kid deserved it. I don't regret it. He looks at the German Shepherd. He goes, what about you? German Shepherd said, I see. You see this lady sitting here next to me? And the pit bull looks up and he goes, yeah, she's good looking. He goes, yeah, well, that's my owner, and she is good looking, and here's what happened. She likes to take bubble baths, and she likes to have me sit by the tub. She's single, and I'm like her guard dog, her protector. So I sit by the bathtub. She takes these bubble baths, and the other night, she gets out of the tub and, you know, she smells good and she bends over to dry her feet and I don't know what came over me, but next thing you know, I've got my paws on her back and I'm having my way with her as she's bent over drying her feet. And the pit bull says, oh, come on, man. You did it with your owner? He goes, yeah, I know. kind of sick, but I couldn't help it. I scratched her back all up, but whoo, it was something. And the pit bull says, so I guess she's having you put to sleep. He says, no, I'm in here to get my claws trimmed.
Let's get a check on traffic right now. Ooh, whoops. Hey. Get a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by La Quinta by Wyndham. Accident reported eastbound 64 before 141. Bumper-to-bumper delays westbound 70 from 170 to an earlier accident on the Blanchett Bridge. 370 and 364 definitely picked up that overflow. A crash westbound 70 between Wright City and Warrenton. Accident westbound 364 west of 94 jamming traffic. Southbound 270 stop and go between Page and Doherty Ferry. You're starting to pick up some volume out of the city on 55 and eastbound 44 at Jefferson, an accident. La Quinta by Wyndham, now part of Wyndham Rewards. Earn and redeem Wyndham Rewards points for free nights at La Quinta and thousands of other Wyndham Rewards properties worldwide. Book direct at LQ.com. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Kevin Moret here from Mentality Men's Health. We see every day that there are two kinds of guys. Those that accept lower testosterone and all the effects on their mind and body. Then there's our clients. They want healthy hormone levels, energy, and metabolism through their prime years. Our physicians specialize in taking care of men, optimizing hormones, and keeping them at maximum performance in their careers and families. Our services are covered by insurance, so every guy can afford it. Schedule a free consultation at lowtusa.com. That's lowtusa.com.
In sports, good offense starts with good defense. The professionals at Lakeside Roofing believe in this same motto for your roof. Our full-time service department provides the defense to ensure you get the most out of your roof system. A regular schedule of roof assessment and maintenance is the defensive strategy to extend the life of your roof. Call the winning team at Lakeside Roofing today at 618-344-2800 or 314-241-5253 or visit us on the web at lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
At the Gatesworth, you set the standard for exceptional senior living. Their warm residential setting and commitment to personalized service ensure that each resident has what they need, when they need it, and the way they like it. Start with the active routine, relax, and savor each moment. Visit the Gatesworth on Facebook or schedule a personal tour on thegatesworth.com and see for yourself how the Gatesworth does senior living your way.
Club Fitness is helping everybody lift local by extending our offer. Join for just $1 by April 30th.
Club Fitness really cares about supporting me and my fitness goals. With Free Kids Club, my kids have fun while I choose from over 700 free weekly classes.
We're one big family with more than 20 locations serving only the St. Louis region. So come on,
lift local with us.
Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody. Join by April 30th for just $1. See Club for details.
Smells good.
Thanks. I picked up a Tuscan herb marinated tenderloin from Hatfield at Schnucks on my way home.
Huh, Hatfield?
They're new in town and are all about raising pork right.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They put a pledge to it right on the packages of all the varieties of marinated pork tenderloins, loin fillets, and ribs they offer.
Oh, that's great. But there's a problem.
What?
It's not on the table yet.
Oh. Find better pork for your family at your local Schnucks.
Go home and start over. He's Mike Evans, of course. He's in Dallas, Texas. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. That guy that called earlier, didn't he say he's going to bring pies in from Annie Gunn's?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, well, I can't think of a better pie or a better listener than that. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse, as I said, are only closed on Monday. They're east of everything else in Chesterfield Valley. Folks, gift cards are not just for the holidays. Gift cards are for any day because they sell them all the time, every day. Today, for example, is somebody's birthday. Somebody got a promotion, a raise. Somebody got divorced, maybe wants to celebrate, or engaged. A gift card. Gift card. Not the usual gift card. Here's $10 to Target or whatever. A gift card to Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market, simply because there's no one who won't really appreciate that gift card. Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market are proud to present Mike Evans, everybody. And my apologies, we are really, really, really late. You have 3 minutes, and I am really sorry. We'll give you more time next time, and then you won't know what to do with all of it. Go.
Back by popular demand, the Pop Quiz theme this week, Know America Better. Which state has the most earthquakes? Washington, California, Hawaii, or Alaska? Answer in just a minute. Love Nuggets. Tiger Woods' girlfriend for the last 2 years is Erica Herman, who was there with his kids at the Masters, shared a passionate kiss after his win, but Erica has a history of some legal and financial problems. Nothing really serious, but not the type of woman you'd expect Tiger Woods to be with. First of all, she's just an average-looking woman, certainly not like her, his beautiful ex-wife or the models that he dates. However,
and there's always a however in life.
An impeccable source close to Tiger tells me Tiger's madly in love with her. His kids love her. And Tiger contributes his return to life, getting his life turned around, is directly because of her.
All right, good for him.
They could get married. I think that's very cool. Yeah, very cool. The Coachella Music Festival taking place, 2-day event, half over. Spies report, hot, windy, unbelievable, dusty. But here's a little scoop for you. With 40 to 50 illegal aliens being bussed into Brawley, California every day from Calexico, a checkpoint in Mexico and California where they have no place to put them, Brawley, 50 miles from Coachella, about 25 or 30 of the undocumented folks made it to Coachella this past weekend. They were let in free while regular people paid a $310 for a general admission ticket.
What?
What?
Wow.
You heard me.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. Biggest party thrown by Paris Hilton, who has a home in the ritzy Morningside Estates in Rancho Mirage, and her neighbor, political dude Ben Stein, called the police twice to complain about the noise she was making.
45 seconds.
What?
I'm sorry. It's on me. I'm sorry. I know. 40 seconds. I'm sorry. It's on me. I'm taking the heat.
Who has more the most earthquakes? Washington, California, Hawaii, Alaska.
I'm going to say Alaska.
Hawaii.
Washington.
Alaska.
Boston. Oh, Washington. Number 4, Washington. Number 3, Hawaii. Number 2, California. Number 1, Alaska. Yes. See ya.
Got it.
Wow.
Bye, buddy.
He's mad now. He's mad. Hey, you got to do the dog joke justice, the German Shepherd, and you got to do it right. It just sometimes it takes time. And the days when we give him all the time in the world, what does he do every time? Oh, how much time have I got? You can't win with this guy. Hey, thank a police officer or a firefighter every chance you get. Thank you for being with us. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for tonight.
goodbye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude. All right,
Dan. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is Martin Kilcoin. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 590thefan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Dean Muccio. French President Emmanuel Macron is setting a 5-year goal for rebuilding Notre Dame Cathedral after a devastating fire. The massive blaze caused the roof of the cathedral and old spire to collapse. Crews were able to save a number of religious and art artifacts. Huge crowds of Parisians are taking part in a vigil tonight near the famed landmark. Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee are opening an investigation into something President Trump reportedly told a top immigration official recently. Trump allegedly asked Kevin McAleen and some other officials to break U.S. immigration laws by blocking asylum seekers from crossing into the U.S. Trump reportedly promised pardons for breaking the law. The alleged conversation has been reported by CNN and the New York Times. A college student is dead after falling off a scenic cliff while positioning herself for a photo at a popular Arkansas hiking spot. Tom Roberts has that story.
According to reports, the 20-year-old woman was identified as Iowa University student Andrea Norton, who was